With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to English Academy Club. I'm Valeska. So good to have you back for another episode today. I am going to be continuing to read the book The Beach. So go ahead and grab your copy or just follow along with my voice. "Promise me you'll wait for me," he said, clearly biting back his emotions, his square jaw tightening. She put her hands on the arms of his crisp uniform. "Promise you'll come back." And Miss Andrews knew in that moment that when he boarded the ship, he was taking her heart with him. "Is there anything for me?" the woman asked Gabby, their housemaid, as she flipped through the mail she'd retrieved from the letterbox. "No, ma'am," Gabby replied, fumbling with the stack of mail, wobbling the duster and cleaning rag in her hand. "All of it is addressed to your daddy, Miss Andrews." It had been 4 months, and she had gotten no word from Alfred. She'd given him double the time. While she didn't want to believe that their time together had been only a fling, he'd left her with no other explanation. She wanted to kick herself for falling so hard for him. Now she had to deal with the emptiness and pain swallowing her whole. Their summer together went through her mind on a loop as she tried to analyze it to find some indication that he hadn't really felt anything for her, but every time she came up blank. She closed her eyes to recall the way he'd laughed at something funny she'd say, his arms around her as they sat together above the world on the Ferris wheel at the town fair. She could still feel the movement of his hands on her body as she danced on the old wood floor at Barney's in town, the way his gaze followed her, as if he needed the view to breathe. And then there was that ice cream shop in a neighboring village where he'd named that brand new flavor for her. They had vanilla with blackberry crumble over it, and he'd call it the Love Bird Special. Love. Had she misread it all? She never met anyone like Alfred before. He'd made her laugh. He challenged her. And yet, he was tender and one of the kindest people she'd ever known. Even though she'd only known him for 6 months, it felt as if she'd known him for years. "Stupid woman," she told herself, realizing that she was no different than the other girls her mother had told her about. She'd seen them, all standing at the dock, crying and waving as the soldiers steamed away in their ships. Meanwhile, the men aboard went back to life as usual, clapping each other on the back for another successful off-duty jaunt. "That boy Samuel was here today looking for you again, Miss Andrews," Gabby said, still fiddling with the mail, getting it into some sort of order. She tried to smile through her heartbreak. She would have married Alfred if he'd asked her. There was no doubt about it. She was torn between complete sadness and frustration. "I think he's smitten with you, miss," Gabby said, pulling her back into the present. "Do you think so?" she asked absentmindedly. "Mm-hmm," Gabby set the letters down on the hall table. "He'd been by 3 times this week. He wanted to take you to the picture show." "He's a very nice man," she said, but her mind was still on Alfred. "Yes, he is, and he's from a good family, too." She considered the idea that poor Samuel was popping by to see her, and she wasn't emotionally available because of some sailor who hadn't thought twice about her. She'd never considered Alfred as just some sailor before now. The idea filled her eyes with tears. Her lip wobbled as she blinked them away. Well, he taught her a hard lesson, and she was glad that her mother had warned her about men like him. If Samuel stops by again, would you come and get me? She asked, still feeling hollow. She needed to move on, even if she didn't feel like she could right now. It wasn't healthy to keep obsessing over someone who clearly wasn't the person she thought he was. I'm going to my room for a while. As she made her way up to the large staircase leading to her room, her mother bustled in, chatting to Gabby. Oh my goodness, Gabby, look, her mother said when the young woman had rounded the hallway upstairs. You accidentally dropped an envelope. It almost went down into the draining vent. Miss Andrews stopped, her hearing perking up, her heart racing. Good thing I caught it, her mother continued. It's from the electric company. Can you imagine if we were late on our remittance? Thank you so much for joining me for today's reading. I hope that you can come by again for another episode on Monday. Have a great day.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.